Following nearly 2 years of due diligence and negotiations, Siam Ma Nation is set to reacquire close to half of the former Catalyst paper mill site at Tisquit. According to a media release from Siam Ma, the reacquisition will come 146 years after the lands were alienated through the illegal sale of Lot 450 in 1878, and 1 year after the federal government accepted Siam Ma's specific claim for Lot 450 for negotiation. Siam Ma and Domter have initialed an asset purchase agreement, APA, which is subject to approval by Siam Ma Executive Council within 60 days. Under the terms of the APA, Domter, formerly Paper Excellence, will return the lands to Siam Ma for its use. Siam Ma will assume responsibility for carrying costs such as maintenance, taxes and insurance upon taking ownership. "This agreement is a step in the right direction for us to regain our rightful place at Tisquit," stated Siam Ma Haggis John Hackett. "We will continue to work with Domter and Brookfield to protect Siam Ma archaeological and stewardship interests across the entire site." The reacquisition lands comprise 16 parcels covering 120 acres. The reacquired lands primarily front the river and ocean and are among the least industrialized areas at Tisquit. Notably, Siam Ma assumes responsibility for most of the riverfront lands. However, the reacquisition does not include the dam, which is encumbered by a bare land trust between Domter and Brookfield Power. "We raise our hands in deep respect for the Siam Ma elected council and their staff for their collaboration in our ongoing work together," stated Lana Wilhelm, Domter Director of Indigenous Relations. "The entire Domter team is deeply committed to working with the Siam Ma Nation to do the right thing. We continue to work on solutions for the entirety of the site." To build a negotiations mandate, Siam Ma Nation engaged its citizens through a series of 6 public engagement sessions and a survey conducted between October 2023 and May 2024. An overwhelming 94% of Siam Ma citizens who participated in the engagement process supported the reacquisition of Tisquit, with support among youth even higher at 97%. At the same time, 98% of citizens were concerned about the environmental legacy at Tisquit following a century of industrial activity. "These concerns and risks are addressed in the agreement being presented to the community," the release stated. "We are pleased that Siam Ma Nation and Domter have initiated an asset purchase agreement for the former mill site at Tisquit," stated City of Powell River Mayor Ron Wasnow. "This provides a first step towards repurposing the site for the benefit of Siam Ma Nation and the region." The reacquisition of Tisquit not only represents an historic step toward rectifying past injustices but also serves as a cornerstone of Siam Ma's vision for economic prosperity, the release stated. Reacquisition lands will support Siam Ma Management Services LP's, TMSLP, current business interests, while creating opportunities for future development aligned with Siam Ma goals for employment, revenue generation and sustainability. "This reacquisition positions TMSLP to pursue initiatives that will bring long-term benefits to Siam Ma citizens and contribute to the economic vitality of the Kathet region," according to the release. "We are committed to working together to right past wrongs and creating environmental and economic benefits for the Siam Ma Nation, the surrounding community and the whole province," stated Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Randine Neal. "This is an important milestone in the process of working toward economic and social reconciliation, while bringing long-term benefits to Siam Ma citizens and contributing to the economic vitality of the region." The APA and accompanying business plan will be reviewed for recommendation by the Siam Ma Finance Committee and Siam Ma Economic Development Committee before being approved by Siam Ma's Executive Council. Congratulations to Siam Ma Nation for the ongoing collaborative work with Domter on Tisquit, a site of historical and contemporary social, cultural and economic significance for the Siam Ma people, stated Christine Boyle, Provincial Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. "I look forward to our government's continued treaty partnership through our Memorandum of Understanding, Yi Kai MTSDM Tisquit, which translates to, we are going to take care of Tisquit." Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.